Hi, my creative cutie. I was going to come on here and share a great episode about anxiety and dissociation and how to manage those things according to this wonderful woman named Latoya D, aka the Analog Girl, who is an incredible mental health advocate. But today, a shooting happened in Texas in an elementary school that has killed at least 19 students. And I just don't feel good about coming on here and talking about anything else. So I wanted to share some thoughts. And one thing that you can do that's actionable, that will make a difference, that will help you start standing up against the gun lobby and making some common sense gun reform so that more children do not have to be slaughtered, because we cannot keep just watching this happen and doing nothing. And I just want to say we need gun reform now. And there are actually things that you can do about it to help. There's a woman named Shannon Watts. She started an organization called Moms Demand Action. What you can do to join her in helping us get some common sense gun reform is to text ACT, A-C-T, to 64433. You can join the millions of Americans demanding our lawmakers stand up to the gun lobby so our children don't have to stand up to gunmen. Of course, this goes without saying, but my heart is with the parents that lost their children. I think I do want to give you a call to action today. Let yourself feel that. We've gotten so used to these bad things happening that I think we don't even allow ourselves to go through them. And I understand we've all got a lot of things going on in our lives. We've been thrown so many things for the past few years. But I even just thought that myself. Like, I really haven't let that sink in. I remember when Sandy Hook happened, I fell to the ground and wept. And today, when I saw this news, it's so sad because it looked so normal to me. That is not normal to feel that way when we see something like that. So as an artist, as a creative, allow yourself to feel that pain and allow that pain to turn into purpose and to act and to do something about it, because we can make a difference. We can make a change. We can stand up to a gun lobby. The gun lobby is a very small percentage of this country. Most people do want common sense gun reform. Make it harder for people who should not have guns to have guns. Put some standards in place. This is ridiculous. I don't know what we're doing as a people that we think it's okay to keep watching this over and over and over again, but it's clear the politicians aren't going to save us. Like, we have to save ourselves and band together as a people. So, yes. When children are getting slaughtered, we have to fucking care about it. And yes, take care of yourself, take care of your mental health. All of that is important, because we can't do the work we need to do if we're not taking care of ourselves, having good self-care and making all that happen. But we also have to act. It's horrific that this is happening. It's horrific that we're getting numb to these things. As artists, as creatives, it's our duty to feel this pain, to take the pain and turn it into purpose and do something, to not let ourselves go numb. That's what the people in power want you to do, so that you don't have the energy, so you don't have the passion, so you don't have the pain to turn into purpose, to alter the status quo. But we have to, because again, children are being slaughtered. People of color are being slaughtered just for the color of their skin. Just last week, I haven't been doing the podcast regularly, so I didn't talk about this, but, you know, a white supremacist walked into a grocery store and killed 10 black people. And a lot of them were elderly people. People who did good work in their community and were beautiful human beings were just taken off of this earth because of the color of their skin and because a radicalized extremist was allowed to get a gun that he never should have fucking had a gun. And I didn't expect to talk about this today, but you know what? It's like, I haven't been letting myself feel this because I'm going through the motions, just trying to get through the day. We gotta stop doing that. If we don't have enough energy to feel the immense pain that people, our brothers and sisters, people who we are innately and intricately connected to all across this earth, are needlessly dying. If we have to dissociate from that, there's something very wrong. if you are feeling numbed out, even when you're thinking about it, even when you're allowing yourself to feel into it, I really recommend seeking some help. You may be severely burned out. You might be depressed. There might be things going on that aren't allowing you to be present with this pain. But like, I really implore you, try to feel the weight of what is happening, at least in this one area, because it cannot keep happening. We cannot have every week a mass shooting. We just can't do it. So make art about it. Get pissed about it. Text this number that I've been telling you about. Text ACT to 64433. Call your representatives. We cannot keep letting this happen. The politicians aren't coming to save us. We have to save ourselves, and we have to save our children, and we have to save people of color, and we have to save human beings. We are all human beings. You could be next. I could be next. Any of us could be next. We cannot disassociate from this. We cannot get numb to this. Make art about it. Talk about it. Share about it. Post about it. Call your representatives. Text ACT, A-C-T, to 64433. I don't know. This is super raw because, again, I didn't expect to talk about this because I didn't let myself feel it until just now. But feel it. Feel the weight. And then do something with it and do something about it. Transmute that weight, that pain into action. You can do it. And I believe in you. I'll talk with you next week.